Today's Mishnah is our Masechta Shviyos, Perikei Mishnah Aleph and Perikei Mishnah Beis. So we're continuing to discuss the laws of Shviyos. Specifically, the first Mishnah is going to discuss a halacha that's predicated on the fact that any peiros that grow during Shviyos have special kedusha, and as a result, they have to be treated in a certain way. Now, what's the definition of growth as it relates to determining did this grow on Shviyos or did this not grow on Shviyos? So we're already up to Perikei. So this is an idea that we've already seen. And really, it depends on what exactly we're talking about. Peirois have their share. Yerokois have their share. Zeisim has its share. There are different random vegetables that were discussed earlier in the Masechta that have its own shiurim. But as it relates to peirois, the shear is chanata. So as soon as the chanata happens, which for us amateurs, we'll just describe that as when the fruit begin to sprout. So at that point, it would be considered that they grow. So any tree where the peiros of the tree have the chanata take place during Shviyos, whenever those peiros fully grow, whenever it is you want to take a bite out of them, those peiros are going to have to do Shviyos. And just to be clear, it doesn't matter if it's the 8th year, the 9th year, or the 14th year. If the chanata happened during Shviyos, that would deem it as being peiros Shviyos, and as a result, it would now be subject to whatever limitations peiros Shviyos are subject to. So the Mishnah now is going to discuss two different types of figs, where the metzias of the figs were, if the chanata is going to happen in 1 year, they're not going to fully ripen until the following year, and sometimes even a few years later, and it's because of that. You have to be mindful of that when it comes to Shviyos. Because you would think, if you're taking fruit off a tree in the 9th year, meaning 2 years after Shviyos, so it's not Shviyos, I don't have to think about Shviyos for another bunch of years. Even Tosfos Shviyos doesn't start to come out 5 years. So it's not something I have to be cognizant of. However, in the event that it's the type of fruit where if it's ripe in year 9, that means the Chanata might have happened in year 7, that's something you would have to consider. That is the entirety of the first Mishnah of the 5th parish of Masechta Shviyos. Okay, Mishnah. Bnois Shuach. So the Rav says, Bnois Shuach are Te'enim Levonos. These are white figs. Shviyos Shalohem, the year that you have to observe the Kedusha Shviyos on the Peiros, is Shnia. It's the second year of the following Shemitah cycle. Shehein Oisos L'Shalishana. Because the reason is, there's a gap of 3 years from when the Chanata happens until they fully develop. As a result, 2 years into the subsequent Shviyos cycles, when you have to start worrying about the laws of Shviyos. Rabbi Huda said that similarly, Haparsois, so Parsois were a certain type of figs as well. Shviyos Shalahem, their Shmita is Maitzai Shviyos. It's the 8th year. So it's not the 9th year, but it's the 8th year. And the reason is, Shein Oisos L'Shnei Shanim, because they fully ripen 2 years from when the Chanata happened, so it's not the year of the Chanata, it's the following year, and as a result, if Mitzoy Shviyos, these fruit were fully ripened, that means that the Chanata must have happened the previous year. Amru Leidach, Chaman told Rabbi Yehuda, I disagree, Lo Amru Ela B'noi Shuach. No, as it relates to B'noi Shuach, there's a halacha, they have to be worried about the Kedusha Shviyos, L'Shalei Shanim, but as it relates to the Parsois, you don't have to worry about L'Shnei Shanim. Why? It's not because there's anything special about B'nai Shuach in the Lumbus, but it's because the Chachamim argued with Rabbi Yehuda and the Metzias, and they held that it's true the Parsois, some of them did not fully ripen until the following year, but Roiv of them did. And because Roiv of the crop did, you go Basar Roiv, and therefore, whatever you fully ripened during that year, that's something you would have to worry about. Whatever happened the following year, that's not something that you would have to worry about. Mishnah Beis. And Mishnah Beis is really going to begin a new topic, a topic that's going to take us into tomorrow's Mishnah Yoimi and even the following day's Mishnah Yoimi. It's discussing Shviyos. It's not really a new topic, but it's going to discuss a very, very precise subclass within the world of fruits and vegetables as they pertain to Shviyos, and that is Luf. So Luf is a type of onion. And as we're going to see, there were some unique characteristics that the luf had, which impacts the halacha. As it relates to the Mishnah we're going to learn right now, Mishnah Beis, when people had luf, those types of onions, they used to like to store it so that they would have it for some time in the future. And where they would store it is not in the pantry, not in the refrigerator. They would store it in the ground. So they would literally dig up dirt, they would put it in the ground, and they would be timing it ba'aretz. That's where it was. It's for that reason, there's a little bit of an issue in terms of whether or not you can be timing the luf on Shviyos or not be timing the luf on Shviyos. Now, the truth is, All you're doing is you're storing your onions. As severe and as chomer as the laws of Shvias are, there's nothing that prohibits a person from storing onions. That's a pretty basic thing, and there's no reason you shouldn't be able to do it. But being you're doing it in the ground, and you're going to now take an onion, you're going to put it in the ground. The bystander who's looking, and he wants to see, make sure you're a Shayim Shvias. So this person's going to say, oh yeah, brach, look at this, my shachin, my neighbor, this person, he's planting. He sees you putting something in the ground. So because of the Maris iron elements, the Chazal said you have to be sensitive. Not just that, you have to make sure that when you take your loaf and you're toimein it in the aretz, you do it in a way where no one's going to be choshen that you're actually being zareya. So you have to do it in a way where no one's going to think it's zareya. What does that mean? A machlokes. Machlokes remain the chachamim. What boxes you'd have to check off to make sure that you're being toimein loaf in a way when no one's going to suspect that what you're doing is violating the laws of shvias. It's okay, hilgim mishnah. Toimein es aluf b'shvias. If someone is doing hatmono on loaf during the Shemitah year, Rameir says, lo yifchois meisosayim. Number two, you have to make sure they have at least two sa'ah, which is the equivalent of 12 kav of luf. So if you're going to put that much there, then it's going to be okay. Additionally, ad goyvish loy shetvachim. You have to pile it up. So you can't scatter it around. You have to pile it up, and the pile has to be so tall, it's going to be 3 tvachim. Additionally, the tefach ofer al gafav. You have to make sure that when you do the hatmona, when you cover it, there's at least a tefach of ofer on top. The idea is that if you're going to do all three of these things, there's going to be 3 shinuyim versus the way that people would ordinarily plant. And for that reason, it's going to be clear that what you're doing is atmana, you're not doing zriya, and therefore it's not going to be nishvacham, right? And the chachamim have it a little bit differently. And as we're going to see, in certain instances, the chachamim were mekel. In one instance, chachamim are going to agree, and then they're even going to be machner. So zok the Mishnah, the chachamim say, number one, Rameir, you said lo yifchois misasayim, which is the equivalent of 12 kav. We hold no, it doesn't have to be sasayim, doesn't have to be 12 kavim. Lo yifchois me arbas kavim. 4 kavim is already enough. You said, Rameir, that the pile has to be so tall, it has to be shloish tvachim, because usually you don't pile things up when you say, rei, you just put it in the ground. So you want it to be a pile, you want it to be so tall, it should be 3 tvachim, not goy v'tefach. 1 tefach is going to be enough. Rameir, you said v'tefach ofer gagabov, that you have to coat it with 1 tefach of offer. We agree. V'tefach ofer gagabov. And you, Rameir, you stopped there. You didn't have another criteria. We have a 4th criteria. V'toimnoi b'makim drisas adam. You have to do that one in a place that people walk. Why? Because nobody plants in a place that people walk. So if you're going to do it in a place that people walk, so that is going to be a 4th hacker already. That what you're doing is hatmana, and you're not being zeireya. In that instance, it's not going to be an issue.